Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. It's just going to be you and me for a few minutes. I've got something I want to talk about. I recently spoke to a group of college seniors who were about to go out into the marketplace, and they were about to start their own business. That's what they were hoping to be able to do as they, and it's interesting. Of course, I guess you wouldn't be surprised that an entrepreneurial class would be wanting to start their own business, but for 100% of these kids to be, and I'm old enough to be able to say, to call them kids, and for that to be an affectionate term, by the way, I'm not being disrespectful. For 100% of these kids to want to start a business instead of getting a job somewhere, that's an incredible shift over when I was graduating from college, you know, and although those many decades ago. And so that's an interesting thing right there. But here was the scary part. They didn't know how to build a spreadsheet, a financial spreadsheet in Excel, for example, in Microsoft's Excel program. I don't care which program you use. They didn't know how to build that 12-month cash flow projection spreadsheet. They know how to do that. Now, I think that's preposterous, but my question to you is, do you know how to do that? You're running your small business, and I know you've got a bookkeeper, or you're doing your own bookkeeping or whatever, and I know you're reconciling your checking account, and you know how much cash you have in the bank, but do you know where your cash is going? Do you know how your cash is going to be influenced over the next 12 months? In the year 2011, do you know how your cash is going to be waxing and waning as you move around, as you move through the year? Do you know, could you predict, if you had this spreadsheet, could you predict when the busy months are going to be, when the slow months are going to be? Could you predict that when you're going to have you know that the summer is a big deal for your company? And so you're going to have a lot of sales in the summer, but you've got to buy your stuff to sell in the spring. So you got to write a check in the spring, but you won't get the money back till the summer. Do you know how all of that cash is going to be coming in and going out? Did you know that you could plot that on a very easily? If I can do it, anybody can do it, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know about this? Are you building a cash flow projection spreadsheet? And if you're not, then you're not as successful. You're not as secure. Your business is not as safe as it could be. Because inside one of the major products of doing what I just said is being able to recognize what months you're going to need cash, where you're going to need it from something else. Maybe your sales are fine. Maybe 2011 sales are going to be great. You have no problems. But that doesn't mean that there aren't going to be months when you're going to be out of cash. And for those months that you're going to be out of cash, you're going to need some help. And so if you do what I do, when you have over the years, when you have peaks and valleys, when you have the valleys of cash, you take that spreadsheet to your banker and you say, okay, I have to buy stuff here. I'm going to sell it over there. In the middle, there's going to be a valley of cash. I'm going to be negative cash because I have to pay for it in April and sell it in June. So in May, I'm going to be short on cash. I need you to make me a loan so I can fill in the cash there. When I show my banker that spreadsheet, he makes me the loan. That's the way it works. I hope you are doing this. And unfortunately, most CPAs aren't helping their small business clients with this. And all I can tell you is get a spreadsheet, get somebody's electronic spreadsheet, and find a way to build this projection, because it's critical. And don't worry that you won't be great at it in the beginning. Just get started, because over time you'll get better and better at it. And I will tell you, folks, I outsource my I delegate my bookkeeping to somebody else. I outsource my accounting to an accounting firm. But my cash flow projections stay with me on my desktop. Nobody else manages that. I know where my cash is going to be. I know every month that I'm going to be short of cash or have extra cash. I know that with 95% accuracy. And if you don't know that, and you won't know it if you don't do these projections I'm talking about, if you don't know that, you're not really as secure as a small business owner as you could be. You could be in a dangerous position and not even know it. And you can forecast this, ladies and gentlemen, if you do what I'm saying. 22, stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.